Item 9.
From Corporation Counsel requesting authorization to amend sections 201.24 sub 4.1 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances as it pertains to certain pension benefit enhancements for non-represented employees. This item was also referred to the Pension Board, Pension Study Commission, and the Committee on Finance and Audit. The Committee on Finance and Audit approved this item by a vote of 5-0. The Pension Study Commission approved it by a vote of 3-0.
Good morning, Madam Chairman. Mark Grady from Corporation Counsel, and I have with me Larry Langer from Buck Consultants, our actuary. You have before you an item that was generated out of the Finance Committee in connection with the creation of these 18 correction officer lieutenant positions. We identified the possibility or the likelihood that some of the promoted correction officers to these lieutenant positions would be able to obtain the Rule of 75 when they would not otherwise have it if in the absence of that promotion, and we were asked, I was asked by Finance Committee to draft an ordinance amendment to eliminate that possibility, and then what you have before you is an ordinance to do that. This is very similar to something that was done about 2 years ago with Deputy Sheriff promotions, and Mr. Langer is here to talk to the actuarial impact.
Mr. Langer, do you have any comments?
Yep. Thank you, Madam Chair. We have an April 13th letter in front of you, a two-page letter. This is very similar to what you may have seen with W. Sheriff from a couple of years ago, as Mark indicated. When we looked at this provision, the provision is to eliminate the likelihood that people can receive this 78.5 and out provision by becoming non-representative. What we did, since these 18 folks have not been identified, we took a look at the population of corrections officers that potentially could become impacted by this. We determined liabilities for these folks both when under their current provisions, and then we overlaid the 75 and out retirement provision on top of that, and we determined like an average impact on liability as a result of overlaying the 75 and out provision. With the 75 and out provision, the liability, average liability for folks would be about $102,000. The savings that would result from adopting this proposal is a reduction in liability of about $12,000 per person, so you go from $102,000 to $90,000 for each position that's impacted by this. A couple caveats on that. As time passes, as we move on, you know, salaries presumably increase, things of that nature, people get closer to retirement, the $12,000 figure will increase over time, the amount of savings over time. Depending upon the person, you know, some people might not be impacted by this at all. Someone who might not be able to avail themselves of a 75 and out pension would have no impact on the liability. Folks that are 50, 55, close to retirement, and suddenly find themselves eligible for a 75 and out pension could potentially have much larger than a $12,000 savings for those types of folks. And then the last thing in terms of savings, you know, the incidence of promotions into these 18 positions obviously will drive the overall impact of savings as they're achieved over the course of time. Those are my prepared comments.
Okay.
Thank you.
You referred to a letter, and I think that letter was in our finance packet, but not the personnel packet.
No,
I don't know if committee members saw the finance packet letter from Mr. Langer that he's referring to here. Do we?
The one that's in our packet.
There's a letter.
It was the ad.
It was an add-on, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently they have it. Any questions from committee? Otherwise, I think this was approved by the Finance Committee, and this has been before us on at least two prior occasions, I believe. We were kind of caught up on this whole issue of this changeover from deputies to correctional and what that meant with regard to the benefit changes. So,
do we need to concur with the Finance and with the Pension Study Commission also voted 3-0, we mentioned, so
right,
do we need to mention that in our resolution to concur with the Finance and Pension Study Commission? I made that motion, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Rice.
And just to add the date on line 45 of today's Pension Study Committee.
The 3-0 vote.
Can we treat that as a friendly amendment? So if we're correct, line 45 can now be filled in with today's date.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Any other comments? Please call the roll.
Borkowski.
Aye.
De Bruin.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to concur with Finance and Audit and the Pension Study Commission is approved.
Thank you.